comes the broken heart to bind, the bleeding soul to cure, and with the treasures of his grace to enrich the humble poor. Our glad hosanna,
congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of Divine Service 3 and as printed in the bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I a poor miserable sinner,
confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion,
we were like those who dream.
Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy.
Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them.
The Lord has done great things for us.
We are glad.
Restore our fortunes, O Lord.
Like streams in the Negev,
those who sow in tears
shall reap with shouts of joy.
He who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing,
shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 61, starting at verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrong. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their offspring shall be known among the nations, and their descendants in the midst of the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are an offspring the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels, for as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all the nations. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning at verse 16. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit, do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. And this is the testimony of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Then why are you baptizing if you are neither the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie." These things took place in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise. Thanks be to thee, O Christ.
We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of Christ, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Come, thou precious ransom, come, only hope for sinful mortals. Come, O Savior of the world, open our to thee all portals. Come, thy beauty let us see, anxiously we wait for thee. Enter now my waiting heart, glorious King and Lord most holy. Dwell in me and ne'er depart, though I am but poor and lowly. Ah, what riches will be mine when thou art my guest divine. My hosannas and my palms graciously receive, I pray thee. Evermore as best I can, Savior, I will homage pay thee, and in faith I will embrace, Lord, thy merit through thy grace. Hail, Hosanna, David's son, Jesus, hear our supplication. Let thy kingdom scepter crown bring us blessing and salvation, that forever we may sing, Hail, Hosanna to our King. The text for today's sermon is the reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And we'll reflect on all the verses 16 through 24. To begin, I reread verse 16. Rejoice always. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The bit of German that I know is rusty, so if I pronounce this not well, die Grundstimmung des Christen. So, that is a funny phrase, but the commentator that I looked to and found some help from, Dr. Lenski's commentaries, he's a well-known Lutheran New Testament scholar, he used this phrase to express joy, prayer, and thanksgiving. And he said, quote, "That trio, that is joy, prayer, and thanksgiving, the trio belongs together, joy, prayer, thanks. These three are well called the Die Grundstimmung des Christen." And I just liked that quote and I brought that together. But theologically, the teaching is there, and a lot of what he has was just so clear and helpful, I thought, this is really good for us. We want the Holy Spirit, we have the Holy Spirit working in our lives, and we want that to happen. That God has given us the light, faith in Christ, and we want His Spirit to be active in us. So what does that look like? We know there's things, different topics of spiritual gifts are listed in Scripture, and the Holy Spirit gives those. We also know that there's a list of the fruit of the Spirit, things that happens in all Christians' life. So those things are also to be thought about. But here, as Paul is writing and concluding his letter to the Christians in Thessalonica, he says three things. Very short little phrases, but it is a group of three. And Dr. Alensky uses German word Grundstimmen, this foundation, this way of thinking, this underlying tone of all Christians. What is it? It is to rejoice always. It is to pray without ceasing. Is in everything give thanks. Joy, prayer, give thanks. There is no condition in which we are not supposed to rejoice. There's nothing there. Rejoice if you're happy. No, that's not what it says. Rejoice if you get your first million. No, that's not what it says. Don't rejoice if you're sick. No, that's not what it says. It says rejoice only. Always. No condition is required. No condition is accepted. All conditions are included. One little phrase from 2 Corinthians 6:10, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing everything. As Christians in Christ, we have all that He has. We have all His holiness, His righteousness, His peace, hope eternal, hope now, and it goes into eternity. We have everything it is. And so in that situation in our lives, no matter what's going on, Paul says, keep rejoicing. The second thing, pray without ceasing. I've mentioned this maybe one time in the pulpit since I've been here. I take exception to people saying that's a hyperbole, that's an exaggeration to make a point. No, when Jesus says something, when one of the apostles say something, when the prophets say something, the point is the point. Don't make it bigger or smaller by saying it's an exaggeration. It is just the point. And the point from Paul is pray without ceasing. Now, we're supposed to help our neighbor take care of our responsibilities, so we're not going to be in church continuously praying in that way, kind of in a formal setting. It's not going to be that. But it's going to be in a way that we see their prayers are needed. We're in a mind of prayer. What is praying? Praying is talking to God, talking to Jesus. And we can do that out loud. We can do that quietly. We can do that in our minds and hearts. There's many ways. We can do it in writing. So constantly in that mindset, continue to pray.
rattled me a little bit when the siren went off and we had our prayer, because I dropped my bullets and you saw that. But pray. When you see a situation and hear of a situation, pray. Dr. Lenski had a nice little quote from this in his commentary. The always of Jesus and this ceaselessly equals that we are always to be fit and ready for an approach to God in worshipful praying. The heart which is ever attuned to God as being his child turns to God as well in its secret thoughts as in its many utterances. Thoughts and utterances. Prayer. And he says something there I didn't mention yet. If we are a child, if we're a son or daughter of God, then we can always turn to God, our Heavenly Father, and ask him to help in this situation or to give clarity or answer. We can always ask. I bet at the dinner table when you're just eating, Barrett and Violet and Leland, sometimes you might ask your mom or your dad, oh, by the way, can I do this right at the dinner table? Can we do this? Ask your father and mother. Just like we would ask our mothers and fathers at any point, God says, you can pray. Pray unceasingly. Come to him unceasingly. And the third of that trio, in everything, give thanks. In everything. Again, there's no condition. There's no condition required. All conditions are included. So, give thanks if you're rich, give thanks if you're poor. Give thanks if you're well, give thanks if you're not. Give thanks if it's going well, give thanks if it's a disaster. Give thanks because we are in Christ and he is watching over us. In all things, give thanks. There's so many examples we could see God's people doing this in Scripture. One came to mind, and I have it down there from Acts 5. And they had been in trial. Jesus had risen from the dead. He had ascended into heaven. Now Pentecost had happened. And they're in the process of the very, very early church witnessing and so about. And the chief priests and others were upset with them witnessing about Jesus. And then this part of the reading from Acts 5. And when they had called in the disciples, they beat them and charged them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. Just stop there. They beat them and say, you're not allowed to speak in the name of Jesus anymore. Stop it. Just stop it, and we'll beat you more. How does it continue? Then they left the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name. And every day in the temple and from house to house, they did not cease teaching and preaching that the Christ is Jesus. Rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer for the name. Rejoicing that people said, you guys are Christians and we don't like you. You're following that Jesus of Nazareth, we don't like you. Thank you for calling me a Christian. You are an unbeliever and you are calling me a Christian. Thank you. Thank you, God, for making me a light. Can you think of that? They're rejoicing and giving thanks for suffering for the name of Jesus. So what about not suffering for the name of Jesus and still being a light? Thank you, Lord, for allowing us all the activities we did on December 2nd involving Zion, lighting the tree, participating in the nativity, the live nativity, having the children and the adults, the families down here decorating and things. Thank you. We wouldn't get persecuted for that, but people saw we were doing this as Christians. Thank you, Lord. So Paul writes these Thessalonians, and he says, look, you are Christians, so rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks and everything. And then he says, this is God's will for you in Christ. I may ask, you may ask in your own lives, I don't know God's will for this or that. Lord, what do you want me to do for this or that? What does the Holy Spirit say? Okay, first, rejoice, pray, and give thanks. That is God's will. Whatever decision we may have to make, whatever situation we have to go through, rejoice, pray, and give thanks. That is the Holy Spirit's work in us. And Paul, when Paul says, do not quench the Spirit, he is speaking about these three things. If we would quench rejoicing, if we would stop praying, if we refuse to give thanks, that is quenching the Spirit. That is going against the will of God. You may or may not buy this car. You may or may not go to a certain doctor or get a certain treatment or start a certain job. But the will of God is to rejoice, pray, and give thanks. That is the Holy Spirit working in us. And I have down there, I don't know if you're looking, period. There is no point at which we say, I don't want to rejoice now. I don't want to give thanks now. I don't want to pray now. We may be weak or upset, and we may not do it. But it is always the Holy Spirit's work pushing us to say, look how God is taking care of you. Rejoice. Pray. If you need help rejoicing, pray. Give thanks. And Paul adds there in these concluding statements, he says, do not reject or despise prophecy. Now, this prophecy is not kind of the miraculous or direct prophecy that sometimes you see in the spiritual gifts or something like that. This is the ordinary, quote unquote, I have in there, regular preaching and teaching. And it's interesting, too, because this letter was not written just by Paul, but it's written also by Timothy, and excuse me, I think it's also by Silas. Somebody with a Bible can look that up in verse chapter 1, verse 1. So, there's three people contributing to this letter, and the point of not despising or rejecting God's word is the regular teaching and preaching from God's word. Not a special divine thing that might be a spiritual gift. But he says, don't resist God's word. Don't resist the preaching and teaching, which is a prophecy. Prophecy is forthtelling. Prophecy is basically preaching. That is throughout the whole Old Testament. Sometimes the prophecy, the preaching included seeing the foretelling the future, sometimes explaining the past, always explaining God's word. It's always preaching and teaching. So he tells them, so don't resist, don't despise teaching from God's word. And if you think about it, if we don't know God's word well, if we don't pay attention to it, how do we know that we have something to rejoice about? How do we know what to pray about? How do we know what to give thanks about, except that we know from God's word? God's word shapes our lives and shows us. This is what Christ has done for you. Rejoice. These are things in your life. Pray to God. He is your Heavenly Father. And in everything, give thanks. And then he says, now discern. When you hear this preaching and teaching, discern. What is good, hang on to it, hold fast to it. What is evil, toss out. I have several books in my library, theology books, that I had to read for academics, for my courses. I keep a hold of them. Not because these couple specific books are good, but because they're so bad. I came to a class one day, Dr. Akimoto's class, my PhD. I wrote on the cover of it, this guy is demonic. right on the book itself. And we were studying the book, you know, a small group, like 6 or 7 of us PhD students. And Dr. Akimoto, this is a seminary in St. Louis, he goes, Carl, you got to get out more. But they're in my library, and they're references for bad teaching. And I want to keep them as an example of bad teaching and how that theology works. But I did not want my children inheriting these books and thinking that I believed what was in these books. That's why I wrote on those books, this is bad, this is bad, this is, yeah. And this is Antichrist. But I remember, he is the Antichrist. On these books, or an Antichrist, not the, but an Antichrist. It's bad. I don't really want them in my library. I don't depend on them. I'm not going to teach, but I do use them as an example for something bad, but I don't want anybody to mistake bad teaching from me. I'll discern bad teaching. I'll hold it over there, but I'm not going to put it forth. Paul says, hold fast to what is good. Anything that, any form of evil, just get rid of it. So, Debbie, maybe we should burn those, I don't know, those books, we'll see. Now, we look at these things from Paul and we say, oh, man, I don't always do this. You know, when I'm feeling very, very ill, it's really hard to rejoice. It's maybe hard, easy to pray, but it's hard to rejoice and it's hard to give thanks, but I do pray, so it's, how do I do this? And we have trouble in this in our lives. As Christians, even though we know we should do this, even though it's so clear here and other places. And here, his closing benediction is so beautiful and powerful for us. His grace and power, his complete holiness, God is going to do it in our lives. Now, I just have it written down and underlined a couple parts of it. Now may the God of peace, the God of peace, himself sanctify you completely. We can't make ourselves holy. We can try to live this way, but we're not going to do it completely. We can't do it. But he will do it completely. He will sanctify you wholly. And then it's so beautiful here, Paul says, and may your whole spirit and soul and body, the whole person, be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus comes again, God has preserved us, mind, body, and soul, ready for Jesus. God will do it. We're trying, we're praying, we're rejoicing, we're giving thanks, not perfectly, forgiving, getting mixed up in God's word, but God, but Paul says, he will keep you, mind, body, and soul, blameless, ready for Jesus to return. And he says there, concluding, he who calls you, he's called you, God has called you, he is faithful, and he will do it. So we rejoice, we pray, we give thanks, hold fast to what is good in preaching and teaching according to God's word, knowing that however successful we might be in our rejoicing and praying and giving thanks, or however unsuccessful we might be, he has called us, and he will keep us blameless and ready for Jesus. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for calling us. Thank you for promising to keep us ready for Jesus to return. And we ask you in our daily lives to help us to rejoice, to pray, and to give thanks. Help us to that this would be the ground of our being, that this would be what people know us as. And yet, keep us faithful to your word, and keep us reliant upon you, not on how good we might do these three things, but on how good you are, and that we can rely upon you. In your holy name we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen. We stand and sing the offertory, and the offering may be brought forwards.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen.
We pray the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church as printed in the bulletin. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church preparing to celebrate the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, that remembering John the forerunner's preaching of the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, we too may die to sin and rise to new life, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church, that the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world would richly and daily forgive our sins and the sins of all believers, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For God's mercy and strength on our Synod President, Reverend Dr. Harrison, our District President, Reverend Dr. Wilson, our Circuit Visitor, Pastor Shiwi, and all pastors in Christ, that they would remain faithful to not deny but confess him, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the children of our families, that every darkness would be lightened by Christ's gracious visitation, and that God would preserve them from dangers to body and soul, guide them by his word in wise paths, and keep them firm in the faith until life's end, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all in authority, that they would be given wisdom and insight until the day when Christ comes again in glory to usher in his kingdom, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those afflicted with pain, sickness, trials and difficulties, we remember Margaret and Charlotte, Bernetta, Bill, Gary, Bryston, James, Joe, Kim, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Sue and Steve, Brandy, Maverick, Heather, Gary, Mark, Helen, Michael, Ray, Lane, Don, Dave, Randy, Francis, Chelsea, Russ, Joe, Craig, Tim, Linda, Pastor Sampson, and we remember the family of Vernon Bischoff. That they may be granted health and that the certainty that our bodies will be incorruptible and immortal when Christ returns to make all things new, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church, as she eagerly awaits the return of her bridegroom, that we would not grow weary, but be strengthened through the word and sacraments to ever hold fast to Christ's promise of salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his resurrection before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest.
Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. The true body of Christ, which is given for you.
Jesus, King of Hymns adoring, came with peace from realms on high. Jesus came to win redemption, lowly came on earth to die.
Welcome to
us from despair. Jesus comes to us rejoicing, bringing news of sins forgiven. Jesus comes with words of gladness, leading souls redeemed to Him. Jesus comes in joy and sorrow, shares alike our hopes and fears. Jesus comes, whatever befalls us.
Welcome to the table of the Lord.
Cheer our hearts and dries our tears.
Take and eat the true body of Christ, which is
Alleluia,
given for you.
Take and eat the very body of Christ, given for you. Comforts us in failing years. Let all mortal flesh keep silence, and with fear and trembling stand. Ponder nothing earthly minded, for with blessing Christ our God to it descending, comes our homage to demand. King of kings, yet born of Mary, as of old on earth He stood. Lord of lords in human vesture, in the body and the blood, He will give to all the faithful His own self for heavenly food. Rank on rank the host of heaven spreads its vanguard on the way, as the light of light descending from the realms of endless day, comes the powers of hell to vanquish. As the darkness clears away, at His feet the six-winged seraph, cherubim with a sleepless eye, veil their faces to the presence, as with a ceaseless voice they cry, Alleluia, Alleluia.
May Jesus Christ bless you and protect you forever. Alleluia,
Lord Most High. As your coming was in peace, quiet, full of gentleness, let the same mind dwell in me, which is yours eternally. Bruise for me the serpent's head, that set free from doubt and dread, I may cling to you in faith, safely kept through life and death. Then when you will come again as the glorious King to reign,
Congregation, please stand for the general communion dismissal. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Amen.
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
His mercy endures, forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen, amen, amen.
So close to Christmas, preparing and thinking about baby Jesus, I chose this closing hymn, Infant Holy, Infant Lowly. We sing with expectation and hope and joy, waiting for Jesus.
Infant holy, infant lowly, for his bed a cattle stall, oxen lowing, little knowing, Christ the child is Lord of all. Swiftly winging, angels singing, bells are ringing, tidings bringing, Christ the child is Lord of all. Christ the child is Lord of all. Flocks were sleeping, shepherds keeping vigil till the morning new. Saw the glory, heard the story, tidings of a gospel true. Thus rejoicing, free from sorrow, praises voicing, greet the morrow, Christ the child.